Well, hello. Hello, MGTOW men. This is the fucking first video I've ever made on making gummy bears. And within reason, there's no such thing as fucking it up. It's learning, you see, because I've never made gummy bears. It's getting a bit cold, I've got to put a top on, you know. I've never made a gummy bear in my life, you know. I've just made fucking gelatin-based specialist sort of glues, you know, for making musical instruments. And it's not that I don't like jelly. I just, you know, as a dessert or as a food additive, but I just never seem to fucking take much interest in it, you know what I mean? If it's not a sandwich and I can't knock it together in a couple of minutes, I don't sort of fuck around with it, you know, basically. But, yes, so, gummy bears. Well, what you do is you take what you think is a really... I consider to be a reasonable sort of estimate of what I think ought to work, you know. And so I had 500 grams of frozen blueberries. And I made up, I added another 500 or 600 mil of water so that I could make a litre, you know, kilogram or so. And I put enough gelatin to make it about four times thicker than what it should be, you know, like for a normal sort of ice cream and gelatin kind of dessert sort of thing, you know. And maybe six times as much. And so I sort of melted it and used kind of hot sort of water kind of thing, part and part with the really cold blueberries. Stuck it all in a blender, and then that sort of foamed up furiously. And then I put it in a bowl and stuck it in the fridge, you know. And what came out, all right, is it? I don't believe in calling things a failure. I believe in calling things a learning experience, you know. So this is, well, yeah, it's an entry. It's an entry into the competition, you know. Of course, the main idea is not to sort of win, you know, the women's magazine, you know, the feminist fucking, feminist fashion selling, you know, to make all the stupid women buy all the stupid shit sold to them by other fucking stupid women, you know. It's to make good food, you know. And a number of things came out of this was that if the blueberries had been blended by themselves, that probably would have been a smarter thing, maybe, because the blending tends to aerate the entire mix. And it doesn't seem to be a way to sort of readily defoam it, so to speak, right? So what you end up with is a layer of foamed blueberry solids on top of the gel, rather than it being mixed homogeneously all the way through. So that's one thing I... There's room for improvement. Oh, I'd say I got that wrong. No, there's room for improvement. Now, I've tried it. It didn't sort of work as expected. And now there's a necessary alteration of the process. The second thing is, blend, you know, that's the blend the fucking blueberries by themselves, you know, just turn them into mush or use a hand masher. I think the idea is to mix the fruit in as finely as possible into a paste so it spreads throughout the gelatin rather than being little blobs of sort of flavoursome berries. You get the mixture is sort of homogeneous berry throughout the entire sort of block of gelatin. The second thing is I made 500 grams of blueberries and about 500 or 600 ml of water into a 1 kilo block of gummy bear, and I used probably 4 or 6 times as much gelatin as a confectionery type dessert. So I think the next time the more prudent thing is to perhaps to sort of leave, aside from just the water to necessary to get the gelatin sort of soaked with water, basically it might be smarter to leave nearly all the water out of it, you know. Don't say 500 grams of berries and 500 fucking mil of water plus a bit to dissolve the gelatin. Maybe leave out nearly all the water, you know. And to do hand mixing to get the, to use the same ratio of gelatin to fruit, but just leave out the water, and they should be twice as sort of firm or hard, but maybe even more gelatin is required because it's a fairly, I don't necessarily think you need a really sort of rock hard sort of gelatin, but much harder, like the commercial sort of jelly babies. And I think they also use a fixative to help the gelatin resist temperature so that the gelatin doesn't re-liquefy when it gets to say 45 degrees, you know, 40, 45, you know. That's an issue in hot countries, you know. What else? The colour photographs in this, there was a, it's sitting right in front of a computer monitor and all these different colours and shit were for the flashing on the screen, so that's given false colours, but the jelly is a very dark burgundy sort of colour, and the separate, the foam sort of solids that sort of floated to the top, that's a very, very, very dark burgundy. In terms of taste and flavour, I was immediately sort of hit by the really strong gelatin flavour, but that sort of, that went away really quickly. And yeah, the flavour of the fruit, like blueberries aren't really intense in flavour. So yeah, making the concentrated version with only fruit and a lot of gelatin and a little bit of water to dissolve the gelatin, and then hand mixing the fucking stuff in, hand mixing it all together with a fairly, not hot fruit, but say fruit that's been heated to say 50 degrees centigrade, and the water and the gelatin, so it all mixes in nicely. And to go for a much more concentrated, nearly water-free version. I think that's the next step in the progression of the manufacturing process. So thank you, MGTOW man, and all my love and all my kisses to Mr. A-hole for being such a good sport.